3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. It's toasty. Now, it's merely 85 degrees. However, the humidity is 98%. I will remind you that the humidity when you are standing in your shower is 100%. It's sticky is what I'm saying. Dang, it is. Well, it's going to be with us for a couple of days. Now, we've got a lot of stuff we'll be plowing through this afternoon. I promise you that. We will actually, if technology is going to allow us, we'll be headed to Jerusalem. Our friend Dr. Susan Michael, you know, she heads up the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem. And she's going to be with us, and I'm not sure. I'm going to have to double-check to see if she is in Jerusalem or perhaps she's back in the United States. We'll get that handled, obviously, Germ, before we chat with her, but she's the lady. And so she's going to have some great insight as to what's happening on the ground. I got to pay tribute to President Trump. Because President Trump ditched the pinheads of the G7. He got dinner, which was good. Hey, I'm here for dinner. What's for dessert? I'm out of here. Got stuff to do. World to save. Regimes to change. Bye. And then, of course, he was back at the White House, and that's where he's been. I mean, he's been on the job. I love, however, the fact that he's saying we have control over the Iranian airspace. Now, technically speaking, I believe it's Israel that has control over the Iranian airspace. But you know what? As long as it's not Iran that has control of the Iranian airspace, I am totally on board. I think it's just fine. Would you accept a promotion right about now in the Iranian regime? I would not. No, I really wouldn't. I would say, listen, no, I know. We have a brand new opening as the chief of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. And an opening as the chief of the Iranian Defense Force. No, really. I am just fine here in middle management. Nope. Sorry, I don't know how you translate Peter Principle into Farsi, but I would say I have risen to my level of incompetence. Thank you, your supreme leadership, you. And once again, President Trump proving he is the king of the troll. God, I love that I really do. He's trolling the deranged madman who at least technically is still the supreme leader in Iran, Ali Khamenei. And apparently he's hiding somewhere. And so what does President Trump say? Dear supreme leader, you know, if that's what you want to call yourself, we know where you are, but we are not going to kill you now. There is this beautiful, dramatic pause. We're not going to kill you right now. Complete surrender. That's what we're looking for. And you will be just fine. You've got billions of dollars you have stolen from the Iranian people. Seriously, it's not like we're going to find you working a second job, stocking boxes somewhere. You just disappear. His whole inner circle, not Trump's, but Khamenei's. His whole inner circle is just, well, they're vaporizing before his very eyes, which is the thing of beauty. Did you see the videos of the people leaving Tehran? If not, I don't know if I have them on social media. Or not. I'll try and track them down. If not, you can. I'm sure you can find them on your own. But they're just absolutely beautiful. Thousands and thousands of cars. It is the nicest looking traffic jam you will ever see. And you know what you're also seeing as you look at that? Let me rephrase that. You know what you're not seeing as you look at that? Israeli bombardment of those cars. Nobody's getting strafed there. Why? Because Israel continues to prosecute the most righteous, just, moral manner of war as they have continually. Another piece of evidence, take a look at the apartment building in Tehran, where they took out exactly one apartment because they knew that's where one of the deranged leaders of Iran was, but all the other apartments are just fine. Flip side, Iran has killed nothing but civilians in Israel since this started. That explains everything, does it not? It really does. This is a battle of civilization facing off against a death cult, a barbaric, inhumane death cult. And I am prayerful that we will be victorious. Bunch of folks reached out to me and said, hey, Jeff, weren't you going away for the last week of June or the first week of July? You're making a big deal and now you're not talking about it. And then the other day you said you're not doing it. So what gives? All right. I will share with you. I cannot share all. I still, believe it or not, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. I mean, it just comes naturally. But I'm not trying to be a jerk. But I cannot share all of the details. I was supposed to be in Israel. That's where I was supposed to be, leaving June the 28th and returning July the 4th. That's where I was going to be. I didn't tell anybody. Germ is hearing about this for the very first time right now. He knew I was going to be away because I told him. Because, you know, I wasn't going to be here. I didn't want him to come in and push the buttons and go, hey, I think Jeff lost his voice. I mean, he knew. But that's where I was supposed to be, just so that you know, I was supposed to be in Israel. I can tell you that there are changes that will be coming about. And so that is going to be, well, it is being rescheduled. That's all that I am going to say on that. I don't know the dates. Well, again, obviously nobody knows the dates. Take a look at the Middle East. Right about now, the Israeli airport, Ben Gurion in Tel Aviv, is still closed. Every El Al plane around the world has been grounded, and every El Al plane is going to be utilized to bring back Israelis who are elsewhere in the world. So even if Ben Gurion opens up this weekend, it's possible, I suppose, although I kind of doubt it. But let's say it did. Let's say it opened up this weekend. You've got a couple of weeks where El Al will be doing nothing but bringing Israelis back to Israel from around the world. That's what we're going to see. So it will be rescheduled. There's already some dates that are being floated. And when that happens, I will be going. I'm just telling you, it's not like I'm going to be asking anyone, do you mind? It's, I will be going. But I will let you know some of the other, it's the other parts that really, honest to goodness, are so impressive and so meaningful, at least to me, that I will feel compelled to share them with you when I can. Okay, that's my promise to you. All right. What else have we got? I mentioned Dr. Susan Michael, didn't I? We've got Craig Peterson dropping by. Craig joins us every Tuesday. We talk a little bit about tech, staying safe on the interwebs and all that kind of good stuff. Dr. Keith Ablow, America's psychiatrist, will be here at 5:35. I want to get inside the head of some of the deranged leadership in Iran. Seriously, because if you look at what they've done since the Islamic Revolution, what, 1979, what have they done? They've oppressed people. They've destroyed every shred of culture and decency and education. I mean, it's just appalling what they've done. They took a nation that was really a world-class nation, a first-world nation, and they have taken them back to the Stone Ages. Except for the millions of people who live in Tehran who are now saying we're getting the heck out of Dodge. Now, I don't know where they're going. That's the other part. I don't know where they're going to go. But Tehran is not the place to be right about now. Does anybody live in King William? I've got a big question, a big ask for anybody that might live in King William County. I'm going to get to that in just a couple of moments. 4:20 this afternoon, I have a pair of tickets to give you. Tower of Power. That's right, Tower of Power is coming to the Beacon Theater, the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell this Friday. 4:20 this afternoon, I will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for Tower of Power. All right? Stay close. Oh, and it's election day. Almost forgot. We'll probably talk a little bit about that as well. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Don't forget about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Is there anybody who is out in King William County who might be able to fill me in on something? Does anybody remember Stacy Davenport? Germ, you remember Stacy Davenport? Stacy Davenport was the Commonwealth's attorney, well, down there in your neck of the woods in Chesterfield County. And she was, she was a really bad Commonwealth's attorney, to be perfectly blunt. And then the voters said, it's time for you to go. You got to go. And I was one of those people, because I guess I'm just one of those people. I talked about what it was that Stacy Davenport was doing as the CA, and in many cases, more importantly, was not doing as the CA. You remember she had that whole thing where she, let me use an old legal term, she just took a giant crap all over the Chesterfield County Police Department, the detectives that were working some sex offense crimes. You remember that, right? And I said, I think it's absolutely inexcusable. It's appalling. Do you remember how it all played out with judges, the chief of police? I mean, there was a whole bunch of folks. And then we had law enforcement in Chesterfield County say, hey, she is bad for this county. She is not good for law enforcement. She's not good for people who are just trying to live their lives decently. And you had, if I recall correctly, didn't the Chesterfield Lodge of the FOP actually endorse Aaron Barr? And I had Aaron Barr on this program multiple times.
And Jeff, I think she used to be a Democrat.
Yeah, so did I. So did Ronald Reagan. Get with the program. Nobody cares. Aaron Barr ran as an independent. I think she's doing a great job. I think she has got the backs of the Chesterfield County Police, deputy sheriffs, etc. Anyway, I digress. So then I got all sorts of threats. Oh my God, the abuse that I suffered as a result of saying, hey, I don't live in Chesterfield County, but if I did, I'd be voting for Aaron Barr. Well, long story short, Stacy Davenport lost the election and then almost immediately got herself a brand new job out in King William County, but not as the Commonwealth's attorney. She was the county administrator. That's it. The county administrator in King William County. And it was just announced, I guess, yesterday, the day before, King William County official resigned. One county board of supervisors member said, quote, we don't think we had a choice when accepting her resignation. It was a personnel issue. So nobody's addressing it. What I'm trying to figure out is what the heck happened out there. Quote, there was a meeting that was conducted yesterday, a conversation, and ultimately Mrs. Davenport to myself and Vice Chair Robinson resigned effective immediately. That's from Justin Catlett, who is the board chair from the 3rd District. Quote, it is with the clauses of the contract that were in place surrounding resignations. Wow. Well, I don't know exactly what that means. William Hodges of the 1st District out there in King William said, quote, I don't think we had a choice, end quote. The county writ large, through their PR folks, said, quote, because the resignation is a personnel issue, the Board of Supervisors is unable to provide any further details. Wow. I don't know exactly what to say. I mean, I really don't. So if you're out there in King William and you know what the heck's going on, would you let me know? Seriously, you can hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, or you can hit me up over on social media. One of my friends and neighbors says, hey, Jeff, is there an actual Republican primary today? Well, for us, Brent, the answer is no, not for us. If you're out in Virginia Beach, I guess Tim Anderson is running for House of Delegates, but he's got a primary out there. I didn't know that. I don't know who he's running against, so I am ill-informed. However, I know Tim, and I know Tim's a solid dude, so I have a feeling I'd probably be on his side. Mike in Bottoms Bridge says, hey, Jeff, I believe King William County is also part of the Pamunkey Regional Jail. No, Mike, it is not. And I don't know if it ever was. It might have been. I can't tell you. But certainly in its current state, no. Pamunkey Regional Jail is Hanover County, Caroline County, and the town of Ashland. I actually had the opportunity earlier today to speak to some of the... I'm sorry, Germ. I should probably read those things. To speak to the graduates of the current training academy out there. I'll give you details on that way over time. My apologies. Dr. Susan Michael, International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem, joins us next. 327. Sorry. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 335, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. If you are in the city of Richmond and you have not voted yet, let me suggest that you delay your vote by about 1 hour. And here's the reason why. I want you to head on over to WRVA.com. WRVA.com. Both candidates for sheriff in the city were with me yesterday. I will tell you that it has been years since the sitting sheriff, Sheriff Irving, was on this program. It's not for lack of trying, I'll tell you that. Because Jeremy's predecessor was reaching out to them all the time, and, well, when that phone didn't ring, we knew it was them. But this year, for some reason, I don't know exactly what it was, she said, yeah. So we had her on yesterday. It is posted at WRVA.com. The discussions of the multiple inmate deaths, the fentanyl inside the jails, the cost overruns, the terrible, terrible understaffing. She tries to answer each of those questions. You'll listen to it and you'll decide if she does. Also with me yesterday was William Burnett, career cop. Retired from the Richmond Police Department. As you know, he was Lieutenant Colonel for Sheriff C.T. Woody. And he also addressed each and every one of those issues. So each of the segments, about 20 minutes for each one. Go to WRVA.com, take a listen. Go to WRVA.com, download it, share it with your friends in the city. And really, honestly, before you go and vote for sheriff in the city, please, please make sure that you take a listen to that. All right. We are looking at Israel controlling now the airspace in Iran. Videos, thousands of thousands, tens of thousands of cars streaming out of Tehran. President Trump says to the so-called supreme leader in Iran, hey, we know exactly where you are. We are not going to kill you right now. But a complete and total surrender is what's necessary. You know, because she's been with us before, Dr. Susan Michael is the president, the U.S. president for the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem. And she's joining us for a couple of minutes to give us a little insight, a little analysis, a little update. Dr. Michael, thank you for being here.
Yeah, Jeff, it's great to be with you again.
It's nice to hear your voice. I'm actually happy to hear that you are in the United States. You're not in Israel at the moment. A lot of difficulty, a lot of damage, a lot of challenges. What are you hearing from your people that are on the ground in Israel as we speak?
Well, yes, you're right. I'm happy to be here. However, we do have a staff of about 50 that are there in Jerusalem, so they are going through this with the people of Israel. Mm. And when they can, they're getting out and assessing the damage and assessing how we can help and provide assistance. So what I'm hearing is that the people of Israel are absolutely united and resolute that this was the right thing to do. It was absolutely necessary. And while it's very trying on them to be aroused several times a night out of sleep by these sirens and have to get into their bomb shelters and there's been quite a lot of damage in different communities there. There's been a loss of a little over 20 lives. Mm-hmm. And while they mourn that and regret it, they feel very resolved that this is a necessary action to stop Iran before they get the nuclear capability, because otherwise these missiles coming into Israel would have had nuclear warheads on them.
Right.
It's known that one day Iran would attack Israel and they would attack with the nuclear warhead, because they said it very openly.
Yeah.
They have a plan called, you know, the destruction of Israel.
Yeah.
And that's their goal. And so Israel just had to act fast and stop them from that goal.
Well, Dr. Michael, there are a lot of people in the United States, in fact, there are a lot of people in the West, who simply don't understand the way that the Islamic Republic has functioned and what their goals have always been. And again, they've been, as you point out, quite open about them. This is a death cult. This is an ideology that says we want to bring about the end of the world. We want the return of the Mahdi. And first we go after the small Satan, we go after the big Satan, and then, you know, all is right as far as they're concerned. They have never, ever equivocated on what their real desire has been.
That's right, and it's fueled by their theology.
Yeah.
But I want to say Israel's been very clear that this war is not with the people of Iran. Many millions of Iranians want nothing to do with this regime because they have been so oppressed.
Yes.
Over what, the 40 years of its existence, 45
mm-hmm.
years of existence. And so we have a growing movement of an underground church movement in Iran. Many Muslims have just been leaving Islam and turning to Christianity. Then we have others that are just secular, and they're just fed up with Islam, don't want to have anything to do with it. And they live under this repressive regime that is then, once they find them, consider them an apostate. They're imprisoned, they're tortured, and many are even just executed.
Right.
There's no freedom of speech, no freedom of religion. And so they're fed up with it. And many of them are pro-Israel. And Israel knows this. So this war is not with the people. It is with the regime. And my prayer is that once the regime is weakened enough, which I believe it is now, that the people of Iran begin to rise up, calling for change and bring about some kind of a coup. And I believe the whole West would support them in it. And that's what's needed. This regime must come down.
Absolutely. And you know, Prime Minister Netanyahu said that with the very launch of Operation Rising Lion, that this is the problem with the regime. It's not with the Iranian people. There used to be a very sizable Jewish community that lived in Iran. There's been connections between Israel and Iran for millennia. And just, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, the Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Donnan, addressed the people of Iran in Farsi. So the Israelis have made very clear, we want the best for you guys. We want to be good
neighbors, right? That's right. And we do, too. And we want the best for the Christians that are in Iran. And so this is we all hate war.
Yep.
Any good-hearted person hates war. It's
That's
a terrible
right.
thing. There's always some collateral damage, but sometimes it's necessary, and this one is necessary.
I think that is spot on. I think that is an expert analysis. I know that you are pressed as we are, but I want to ask you a quick question as you talk with your people in Jerusalem. Are they getting any sense of a a resolution, because again, Prime Minister Netanyahu and some of the other folks have said it's going to be, quote, relatively quick. Of course, relative is a relative term. Are they hearing anything on the ground?
Well, what they're hearing is that this could last 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
But they are actually very happy today because President Trump has come out in the last 24 hours with more visible support.
Yes.
Now, he was supportive all along, but now he's helping. And this means a lot to them. And also today he gave an ultimatum to Iran.
Yep.
He said it's unconditional surrender that will get this to stop. This is not about any more dead-end talks and delay tactics for negotiations. It's a unconditional surrender is what he's requiring. And so Israel's so appreciative of that.
I think it's a beautiful thing. Dr. Michael, I always appreciate you being here. We'll look forward to chatting again soon. That is Dr. Susan Michael. She is the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem, USA president. I think excellent analysis, wonderful insight, and she is completely and totally correct when she talks about an invigorated Donald Trump, President Trump, offering support. And I mean large, vocal, passionate, powerful support. You see as well that there are additional naval assets, Air Force assets being moved into the region. And this is why I'm continually puzzled when I hear some folks, I again point, Candace Owens, I don't expect anything from anymore. I think her anti-Semitism has just boiled to the surface over the last couple of years. It's painful to watch. It's shameful, but it's also painful. And now Tucker Carlson. I don't get it, but I guess it is what it is. 3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 3:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, about Stacey Davenport. She betrayed her oath of office as the top prosecutor in Chesterfield County by embracing the criminal element and turning her back on law enforcement. 804, Jeff. Why do the leftists assume that Americans cannot pick crops or work in hotels? Are they incapable or too good for honest work? 804, please don't use my real name. I still live in King William County. I worked in King William County 20 years ago. It seemed like you were competent. If you were competent, then you were a threat. King William has been an incompetent county in the way it's run for a long time. Some time ago, the commissioner of revenue and the county treasurer resigned. Very incompetent. It does not surprise me that she, Davenport, was hired after her track record. She fit right in. And from RVA says, good afternoon, Jeff. I voted early this morning. I am praying for victories for William Burnett and Tom Barber. The incumbents need to be removed so the city can take a step in the right direction to enforce laws, support the police, etc. Wow. 804, Jeff, King William County has been through county administrators at least four times in the 20 years that I worked there. Well, I don't know. It's a very political county. I don't know much about King William, to be perfectly blunt. Perfectly blunt. I do know that I was a little shocked when Stacey Davenport got tapped to be the county administrator there. But again, maybe they saw something or knew something that I didn't see or I didn't know. I don't know. I mean, my whole experience with Mrs. Davenport, was that I didn't think she was doing a very good job. And I didn't think that was the case all along, by the way. But the last half of her term, it just struck me that she just was not doing what she needed to do. And I was hearing that from a lot of law enforcement people down in Chesterfield. And then that case with the remember the pastor? I think the pastor was out of Virginia Beach, if memory serves. And she threw the Chesterfield County Police under the bus, dragged them out, threw them back under the bus, treated them. It was just appalling. And she got yelled at, if you will, by the judge, the big judge down in Chesterfield. It was an absolute you-know-what show. And it was ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. Bob says, Jeff, I don't think Miss TLC sounds like she fits in with WRVA. Okay. And for the last 3 years, she's read exactly the same traffic report with the same traffic accidents. All right. I will pass that along, Bob. I shan't argue with you, but I will pass it all along. And the best I can do is assure you that our concerns will be ignored promptly. All right. I'll see if there's anything that can be done with that. We have our friend Craig Peterson, who's going to join us at 4:35. A little tech talk, a little interwebular safety, all that good stuff. Yes, today is election day in some places. Not at all, and we'll certainly analyze one or two of the things that are going on there. Make sure you're listening to Rich Herrera tomorrow morning with your first reports on the primary results. It's 3:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Did you want more than that? No, I mean, it's Tuesday. What can I tell you? We might be on the verge of seeing a new leadership structure, a new government, regime change in Iran. That would actually be good for all of us. Remember, right about now, Iran produces oil. Do you notice where the Israelis have not hit? You are correct. They have not taken out any of the Iranian oil facilities. There's a reason for it. Of course there's a reason for it. Iran, because of the sanctions on it, is actually unable to sell its oil on the world market. So what do? They discount it. About 100% of the oil they produce. Just about 100%. Just shy of 100% because the leftovers actually go to the people in Iran. Close to 100% of the oil they produce is purchased at a far discounted price by China. Not by the official Chinese petroleum companies, but by the unofficial Chinese petroleum companies, which then bring it and further process it in China. China gets a great deal. Of course, Iran doesn't get hard currency, so they still have to go through all sorts of hoops to turn that into something that benefits them. Now, imagine for a second, the supreme lunatic who's been in charge of Iran for a long time, is gone. The people of Iran rise up and say, okay, let's have a real country here. Let's let girls go back to school. Let's act like civilized human beings. What happens then? Well, sanctions come off. When the sanctions come off, all of that Iranian oil will then be available on the world market. It's beneficial for us. It is the bottom line when it comes to economic discussions, right? Supply and demand. You're going to bring a whole slew more supply of oil to the world market. Prices come down. Something else happens. Because Iran could then sell the oil on the legitimate open market, they could get actual hard currency. And they could begin to rebuild and remake Iran into a modern country. Wouldn't that be great? It would be great. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Right about now, Israel has total control of Iranian airspace. It had initially been reported that they had control of the airspace over Tehran, and now it is being reported and confirmed. Complete control of the airspace over the entire nation of Iran. And what is Iran? 10, 15, 20 times bigger than Israel? It's amazing when you look at it. Absolutely amazing. Talking about a couple of weeks to wrap this thing up. That would be great. Part of this is back in the court of President Trump. Will he or will he not give the go-ahead for the so-called bunker buster to be utilized? To totally take out the Iranian nuclear enrichment program would require the so-called bunker buster bomb. Now, that bomb weighs 13 tons. Israel does not have that. They do not have that bomb, and they do not have the ability to deliver that bomb. And so it would be American material, an American plane, American personnel that would do that. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I don't know what the answer is. President Trump, I think, has been very clear that he doesn't want to get in wars. Okay. I'm okay with that. I am okay with that. But I also think that this could really set the world right. Given what's going on, President Trump should be a slam dunk shoe-in for the Nobel Peace Prize. Anybody think he's going to get it? Not a chance. Not Greta Thunberg will get it before he does. In fact, now that I think about it, how much you want to bet somebody nominates that malicious little troll for it before all is said and done? I'll bet you they will. CNN and CBS and NBC, they don't know which way to go. I'll give you an example. Let me give you an example. CBS News, this should give you an idea of just how insane these people are. They're upset about the deaths of Iranian generals. Very same people who are ordering individuals thrown off of buildings. Children slaughter, but CBS is upset. I tell you what, take a listen. It's a little bit longer than I would normally share with you, but you got to hear the whole thing. Cut number two.
Deborah Patta is in a Tel Aviv neighborhood that was damaged in last night's attack with the latest. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning. The American consulate is just down there. As you can see, it's in a densely populated area. That was the scene of a devastating attack overnight. Behind me, buildings have been destroyed, windows blown out, some reduced to rubble. Shops also have been demolished. It's been a rough night.
A direct hit right in the heart of Tel Aviv. The night sky lit up with explosions as Israel's air defense system intercepted one Iranian missile after another. The strike destroyed the homes of people living in this densely populated neighborhood. Not far from Tel Aviv, in the city of Petah Tikva, at least four Israelis were killed after a missile slammed into this building, bringing the number of deaths since last week to at least 24. But the toll Israel has inflicted on Iran is far higher. 224 killed, including women and children, as well as the ongoing assassination of top military commanders and nuclear scientists. Thousands of civilians are fleeing the capital, Tehran. They are not used to being under attack, and we understand the regime is concerned it could spark unrest. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has already hinted at regime change. Israel has said the purpose of the war is also to cripple Iran's nuclear capability. When pressed on why they acted now, Netanyahu had this to say.
They were marching very quickly. They would achieve a test device and possibly an initial device within months and certainly less than a year.
There are reports that President Trump rejected an Israeli plan to assassinate Iran's supreme leader, but the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told CBS News these are fake.
Interesting. I never thought that I would see people taking the side of the mad mullahs in Iran, but I guess I had forgotten just how deep anti-American sentiment and how hardwired anti-Semitic beliefs, Jew hatred, really is for some people. Sad. Hey, I got something good for you. I got a pair of tickets for Tower of Power. They're going to be performing down at the historic Beacon Theater this Friday, and we're going to do it right around 4:20 this afternoon. I'll give you a chance to win those tickets. Reminder to you, the James River Air text line is always open, always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Yes, I've got a pair of tickets for you. Tower of Power coming to the historic Beacon Theater this Friday. Would you like to go? How about caller number 11 right now? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. And you're right. The weather person is, not the weather, no, the traffic person has changed. I'm the weather person. The traffic person has changed. We went from Miss TLC. I guess this new guy is what? Mr. BVD. Whatever it is, good for him. And it does sound as if it's updated. So there you have it. Okay? Hopefully that will be really, 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 really good. Yeah. Okay. Now, what else have I got to tell you? Oh, Craig Peterson. That's what I meant to tell you. Yeah, Craig Peterson is coming up in just a couple of moments. 4:35. 833-804-1140. That is the number for the James River Air text line. 833-804-1140. All right. A lovely text here says, Jeff, thank you for your recommendation for Picture Perfect Sheds. We have one coming in just a few weeks. You're going to love them. You're going to love them. That's it's my buddy Ryan Porter down there at Picture Perfect Sheds. They've got three locations, and they got pools, too. There's picture-perfect pools. So you'll enjoy working with them. I'll tell you that right now. They're good people. Jeff, it does not surprise me that CBS News is upset that the Iranian generals are being killed. I remember the legacy news media mourning the death of General Soleimani when he was killed during Trump's first term. That's David in Mechanicsville. Yeah. 757, Jeff, the same people that are upset about the deaths of generals and mullahs in Iran are the same people calling for the death of Donald Trump. You are absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Yep. It's nuts. A lot of other folks jumping in on the King William County situation. People are saying there's a lot of stuff going on out there. All right. I don't know. I don't know. Somebody said they had approved, what, a nude campground or something? And that this conditional use permit, I think it was? I don't have any idea. I know that I've been to King William, but I think I've really been through King William. I don't think I've spent any time in King William. So we'll continue to look into this. I'm trying to figure out why Stacey Davenport, who had been the CA in Chesterfield, just left King William County. She had picked up the job of county administrator up there. I can't tell if she resigned or was asked to leave. I don't know. But she's gone, and it's less than a year that she's been there. Somebody checking in with me, a dear friend of mine who knows a thing or two about Israel, because she pretty much grew up there. She says, Jeff, there is another way to deal with the nuclear stuff in Iran. The bunker busters are not the only way. If needed, Israel can use the grounds on the team and go level by level in those bunkers until they get all the way down there and defuse everything. But that is obviously the least desirable way to go about it. And there's more than one location. And of course, it is much more dangerous. Absolutely. Absolutely. I am hoping, as I said, I am hoping that we will, in fact, get an update that says we have the permission. Israel has the permission. The Air Force, I don't know, whoever's going to do it has the permission. It has to come from President Trump that, yes, the bunker buster bombs. Go ahead, say that real fast. That is like Big Beautiful Bill, isn't it? BBB. But that they can be used. That's my hope, because I think it will keep folks safe as possible, as safe as possible. It needs to be done. It needs to be done. Whether it will be done, I don't know. I do not know. But I certainly hope that it will be. Now, coming up in a couple of moments, we got my buddy, your buddy, Craig Peterson. Craig joins us every Tuesday afternoon. We talk a little bit about tech and staying safe online and all of that good stuff. And this week is absolutely no exception. I'm looking forward to chatting with him. It is 427, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Might very well see a resolution in the Middle East sooner rather than later, despite what you might be hearing from some of the skittish market forces. Israel indicating this could be a couple of weeks. On a personal front, I mentioned to you that I was supposed to be in Israel the last couple of days in June, the first week in July. I had not told you exactly where I was going or what I was going to be doing. I can tell you now where I was going, but I cannot tell you what I was going to do. But I can tell you this, just moments ago, got an email saying, hey, we are working on the new schedule, the new travel dates. So they are already in Israel preparing for activities when this wraps up. I'm feeling pretty good about that. And I like what President Trump has said over the last couple of days. I'm feeling quite inspired by that. Did you know that your VPN is probably snitching on you? God, does it not know that snitches get stitches? Probably not. I'll have to learn what a VPN is supposed to do. I thought it was just supposed to keep your location private so that you could, well, like access Netflix UK or something. But maybe there's more to it than that. Our friend Craig Peterson joins us every Tuesday afternoon. We talk about tech. We talk about staying safe online. We talk about these sneaky, snitchy VPNs. Craig, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I did a webinar series. Man, it's been a few years now. I should probably do it again about VPNs and how they are actually quite dangerous. They don't provide the protection people think they provide and privacy, which is what they're supposed to be about.
When you use a VPN, and just make sure I understand it correctly, when you use it, your location is supposed to be private or concealed, right? That's the whole purpose of it?
Yeah. People use them for a couple of different reasons. One is to, as you mentioned, kind of hide their location so that they can, as you mentioned too, watch something from the UK, right? Instead of having to buy BritBox here, you pretend you're in another part of the world.
Right.
Now, I want you to stop and think for a sec, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And if you're a bad guy, and you're trying to hose money from other people's accounts, Would you want to pretend you're somewhere else?
Yes, Craig, I would. Indeed, I would. Yes.
If that was the case, absolutely. Kind of like Mission Impossible, right? Tracking them down. So there's a few different problems with VPNs. One of them, and the most obvious, is where do you go if you want to steal things from people? You go where the most people are. So a lot of people are using VPNs in order to keep their information private, bank account information, and more. The reality of the matter is that a number of these VPN companies are being monitored. So they'll put their VPN equipment, which is just a server or multiple servers, in a data center somewhere. And guess what's sitting right next to it? Oh, a Russian server, the CIA, the NSA, the North Koreans have it right there. So they're watching what's going on as best they can on another server. They're trying to hack into it. Yeah. And we found out that a lot of these VPN services have been nailed because they said, hey, we don't keep logs. We don't track you. And when, in fact, they were keeping logs, they were tracking you. And even worse than that, some of these VPN servers do what we in the cybersecurity business call a man-in-the-middle attack, which is where they will have a key installed on your computer so that when you are trying to go to the bank, for instance, and you know keep all of your information private and secure over the VPN, they are actually sitting in the middle and are able to record your account information, everything soup to nuts when they break that encryption. Oh. So there's all kinds of reasons not to use it. And now we found out from an NBC report that the Chinese government is behind probably about a third that we know of these VPN services people are paying for. And the data is being collected and is being sent to China.
All right. Now, Craig, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Hold on for a couple of seconds while I go find my surprised and shocked face, because I've got it around here somewhere. And now that you've broken that news, I want to put it on. Of course, the Chinese Communist Party is behind it. They're behind everything that's bad in the world right about now, it seems.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so it's a lot of people trust these things, and you know, there's ratings as to, well, this VPN service is really good or it's better than that one. I did some math on this, so I did this webinar a while back, and I figured out what would it cost me if I was to start a VPN service and I was to put it into these data centers in different places around the world. Mm-hmm. And of course, my costs are going to vary depending on how much people are using my VPN service.
Right.
And when you get down to it, the bottom line is it costs a lot more than the $5 or $10 a month that they're charging you for a VPN service. So what some of these VPN services are doing is they inject ads into the content. So you're going to a website, there's ads there. Guess who put them there? Guess who's tracking you? Who's keeping the cookie information? Oh. It's that VPN service, okay?
Wow.
So it's not 100% of these VPN services. But I had to just question it right out of the gate. Why or how can they possibly do it when my bottom line cost was looking at, frankly, $10-$15 a month per user is what it would cost me to run a service.
Wow. Okay, so the actual customer then is once again the product, right? I mean, just like the right, just like the Facebook and the Google and all the rest of that. So we are the product, and our privacy then is just imaginary. What about all the people who have the deals now? See, this is why this comes up. It comes up almost every single day. Craig, every day when this little program is over, 6:03 is happy hour here at the house. Heidi and I sit around. We invariably are watching YouTube videos with people traveling around the world. Everything's in first class. We just hate them as a matter of course. But they now, every one of those slugs now has a VPN endorsement. And they tell you, well, you know, I'm British. And when I want to access British stuff from, I don't know, Ukraine or wherever they are this week, or Dubai, I use the VPN, use my code, you get a discount. Are they all themselves just tools for the CCP?
Yeah, they may be. It really, again, it all depends. There are good VPNs. So, oh. For instance, when I'm traveling, I do use a VPN, but it connects directly. It's my VPN. Connects directly to my business where I have my VPN server.
Okay.
So those are completely legitimate VPNs and a really good idea to use if you're in a coffee shop or some sort of a Wi-Fi hotspot. You immediately op onto the VPN.
Gotcha.
The problem is that if you think you can't be tracked as you're on a VPN, you're kind of right, but they know. Your ISP, whoever your internet service provider is, knows you're going to a VPN. So now you are under higher scrutiny by anybody that cares to see if you might be a bad guy just because you're using one of these VPN services. It's kind of a vicious circle.
Yeah.
And the reality is, if you're on a website and that website has that nice little lock symbol up in the URL line, you know, where it says google.com, for instance,
right,
there's a little lock there. You can usually click on it and find out if this is considered a secure connection. You are using effectively a VPN already from your browser to the server on the other side. And none of your data can be tracked, can be modified, can be opened when you are in that VPN in that way, right? Now, obviously, your internet service provider now knows you're going to Google because of the IP addresses, but they don't know what you're doing on Google or doing on all these other sites. So, again, the VPN services are trying to scare you into buying them so you can have privacy, you can have security. Now, when it comes to watching TV on a VPN, who cares, right? Bottom line, as long as they're not pushing anything nasty onto your computer, which can happen, but it's highly unlikely in most cases.
All right. Well, okay. I will tell Heidi, just stop it. Just stop. We are not getting, we don't need a VPN. That's all. What about AI? Can our new robot overlords just take care of all of this for us? They're super smart, as I understand it.
Oh, yeah. All hail our overlords. I've got a lot of stuff this week in here, articles in different places, that are agreeing with what I've been saying, Jeff, now for the last 3 or 4 years, which is super intelligent AIs are not taking over anytime soon. They can't even solve logic puzzles that smart kids can easily solve. This white collar bloodbath that you keep hearing, it's all part of this AI hype machine. You know, eventually, and at some point in the future, there is going to be a lot of white. Is because businesses are overreacting because of the hype machine. Now, I know this is strange, but it turns out that Silicon Valley has had a hype machine many times in the past.
What?
And they're doing it again. Yeah, they're doing it again now. And just like the stock market went down today because of concerns over what's happening in Israel, the whole conflicts over there, businesses are looking at this and hearing what is being said by OpenAI and other places and saying, oh, yeah, maybe we should cut back on our hiring. Maybe we shouldn't have interns anymore, et cetera, et cetera. So it's overhyped. I got a lot of great information from CNN and from the Wall Street Journal about this week. And finally, they're agreeing with me.
Wow. I love it. Well, remind everybody how they get this newsletter, please, because there is, not just this week, by the way, but every week, there's amazing stuff in there. How do they get it?
Absolutely. You can find out a lot more about that VPN. You sign up today, CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. I even explain a little bit in there about your business and VPN usage there.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, Craig, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. We will talk again next week. That is Craig Peterson. If you have not signed up for his newsletter as of yet, please do that. CraigPeterson.com. CraigPeterson.com. And while you may not feed the trolls, please be nice to the robots because one day they will, they'll be telling us what to do. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is toasty. What are we? We're up to 88. It's not good when the humidity is even higher, right? It's not, well, all right, you know, in all fairness, the humidity has come down. It's now 96% humidity. I will remind you that when you are in your shower, it's 100% humidity. See what I'm saying? Yeah, it's warm. And we've got this for the next couple of days, just so you're aware of that. In fact, tomorrow's going to be hotter. Friday Eve is going to be hotter. The whole thing, man, I don't see anything except... Oh, how about Monday? Do you know where we're going to be Monday? Starting Saturday through the entire week after that, we are tickling 100 degrees. Yeah, now, how's that? And not a speck of rain in the offing. That's what I'm seeing right now. So I'll keep you up to speed on it, not to worry about it. We got a lot of stuff still to go. Dr. Keith Ablow, America's psychiatrist, is going to be along. I would like to know the mindset of the people in Iran, both the populace as well as the leaders, so to speak. It's 4:55, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Hey, I got some good news here. You know Steve Neal, right? Steve is a retired captain out of the Chesterfield County Police. He wrote Toxic Boss Blues. And then there was a second edition of Toxic Boss Blues. He's got a new book out. Well, let me rephrase it. He has a new book coming out. And I don't want to steal anything here except that it's coming out soon. And, Germ, I just sent you all the contact information. I want to make sure that we get Steve on when the book is officially released. Because it's going to be a great book. In fact, the book starts to get great right in the introduction. How do I know that? I wrote the introduction. I am excited about it. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say the name of it. So I'm not going to say anything except that brand new book from Steve Neal will be out in a matter of a couple of weeks, I think. And we will have him on the very first opportunity to chat about it. Who's going to be the sheriff in the city of Richmond? I don't know. Got what, 2 hours left to vote if you're in the city? You still have time to go to WRVA.com, listen to my in-depth conversation with both the incumbent sheriff and her challenger, Antoinette Irving and William Burnett. A lot of the feedback said, I cannot believe that she is the sheriff anywhere. What an embarrassment. All right. Other folks said she just tried to duck and hide and obfuscate. Okay. I just put it out there to you. You know what was really nice, I thought? Number of people who said you were very, very fair with her. I thought I was very fair with her. I've said it from the very beginning. Despite what some people say, oh, you just don't like her. I don't dislike her at all. I've interacted with her on a personal basis in person twice in my life. And they were both very pleasant interactions. I just don't think she's doing a very good job as the sheriff. That means she wouldn't do a good job somewhere else doing something else. I just don't think that's the job for her. That's it. And I do believe that William Burnett is a better option. And if I lived in the city, that's how I would vote. That's it. Take it for what it's worth. Vote that way. Don't vote that way. Be angry with me. Be happy with me. I don't care. I don't. I am past the point where I lose a lot of sleep over how people, well, I just don't like that. Well, it's life, kids. It's the way it goes. CNN is upset with President Trump. I know. Color you shocked. But I want you to take a listen to it because it's another reminder why nobody anywhere on planet Earth should ever give a single solitary shred of credibility to outlets like CNN or MSNBC. Take a listen to cut number one, please.
Kristen, the celebration notably falls on the president's 79th birthday. He said earlier that he anticipated getting some heat for that. How is the White House framing the two coinciding days?
I mean, just that, Boris. It is coinciding. They have pushed back on me on every which way that this is a celebration because they have said that they understand how that this looks. I mean, I had one source telling me, hey, Macron was never called a dictator for having a parade. Well, of course, that parade in France was not on Macron's birthday, which is what we've heard some of the pushback back from the critics of Donald Trump saying that he wanted this kind of big, spectacular parade. But again, this still is the 250th birthday. We know that there was a plan in place to celebrate the army, whether it was this kind of spectacle. No, that is not what it was. But they say this was already happening anyway. Happens to fall on the president's 79th birthday.
So they are trying to make, because this is how desperate these bottom-feeding slugs are. Well, I just can't believe, you know, they moved his birthday, Jeff, to be part of this. That's what it was. Hey, how much advanced planning do you think it took to have the 250th anniversary, 250th birthday of the U.S. Army fall on the same day as the 79th birthday for President Trump? And, you ready for this? The 11th wedding anniversary for Vice President J.D. Vance. God, those sneaky Republicans. How are they able to do this? Time travel, Jeff. Time travel. No, it's out there, man. You just get yourself a TARDIS, and all of a sudden, you are exploring time and relative dimensions in space, and you can do that sort of stuff. So all you need to do is you go back 251 years, you orchestrate the creation of the United States Army, and then you fast forward to present day, where it's also President Trump's birth and Vice President Vance's wedding anniversary, and there you go. I mean, really, cats, just how clear could it be? They are pathetic. Good Lord. I don't think it's possible to hate them enough. I don't. And I thought I was at the outer limits, like the very outer bands of contempt for him. And I'm thinking, no, I might be able to reach deep down and pull up another healthy helping of hatred for him, another dollop of dismay. You want to hear President Trump saying something interesting? Of course you do. Cut number three.
What specifically is better than a ceasefire? What are you looking for?
Not a ceasefire, and then
so something that would be permanent,
giving up entirely. Is that okay too?
Are you closer? Are you possible? Is that possible in the next 24
hours? Why not? Certainly possible. Complete give up. That's possible. Yeah.
All right. So total surrender. That's what we're looking for. I agree with him. I think that would be the greatest possible result. Greatest possible result. The best outcome is a complete and total surrender, an unconditional surrender at this point on the part of the lunatics in Iran. President Trump gave him 60 days. You remember that? And how many years have these folks been playing games, the Iranian leadership? It started under Obama, just so we're all very clear. This all grows from 8 years of Barack Obama engaging in around-the-world apology tours, sucking up to fascists around the world and saying, gosh, we're really sorry that we've done well in the United States. We deserve to be punished. That's what he did. He was a terrible, terrible president. Gets a 4-year break. President Trump comes in there. Kind of puts the brakes on stuff. No, we're not doing that anymore. Then he gets 4 years, the so-called supreme leader in Iran. He gets 4 years of Barack Obama version 2.0 with Joe Biden. Biden does every damn thing that the guy wants. How many billions of dollars? Well, let me retract that. Because I don't know that it was Biden who was actually doing anything. I don't think Biden was capable of doing much more than maybe consuming his ice cream cone at the end of the day, asking for the Murder, She Wrote marathon to please be placed on the radio thing over there, that, you know, the phonograph that has the pictures. Yeah, put that on, please. But other than that, I don't know that he was calling any shots. But the lunatics in Iran were perfectly happy. Billions of dollars they got as a result of Joe Biden's auto pen. And then Donald Trump comes back in and says, hey, boys, just so we're clear, 60 days. Not a lot of hooting or hollering, huffing, just you got 60 days. And if you want to do it, we'll meet you in Oman. It'll be great. We'll have it catered. But 60 days. Didn't happen. Day 61, Bibi says, let her rip, baby. And it's off to the races. President Trump has made very clear now, oh, we're absolutely on Israel's side. Not that there was ever any doubt. But Israel, via the prime minister, said, we are now in total control of the airspace over Iran. Think of that for a second. President Trump today said, we are in total control of the airspace. That's fine. You know, all I need to know is that the Iranians are no longer in control of the Iranian airspace. I'm good. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 520, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. We are up to 89 degrees. Hey, temperature's supposed to go down the later we get in the day, but there we are, 89 as we speak. Coming up in a couple of days, I'm just telling you, we're going to be talking about close to 100 degrees for a good solid week. That's how it reads right now. You know, it's always interesting to me, or maybe you don't know how interesting it is to me. I look at emails, Facebook messages, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And what is always puzzling to me, but entertaining in a twisted way, is how people hear what they want to hear. So let me give you an example. This just came in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. It comes from area code 304, which is West Virginia. And 304 texts 20 minutes ago, nice to finally hear Katz admit he has hate in his heart for half of the country. Well, you'll pardon me for a second, 304. I would get a tissue to dab the tears coming out of my eyes, but I shan't, for many reasons, not the least of which is that's not even close to what I said. I was talking about, and anybody who was actually paying attention, wanted to pay attention, was interested in what I was saying, as opposed to just prepping themselves to send some sort of crazy text. I think this goes in the crazy text pile. Would know that I was talking about the legacy news media folks over there at CNN and MSNBC. Not half the country. Not even close to half the country. I don't know that you break a couple of thousand out of the millions and millions that we have. But listen, I appreciate the effort. I do. When we used to have better quality hate communication, I was able to, number one, have it sponsored, which is always a good thing. And number two, share it with everybody because it was really entertaining. But now that it's just kind of sort of only the hate texts, are we limited in the character count? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe we need to expand it so that people can write crazier hate messages. Because right now they're just, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling the contempt. I'm feeling stupidity on some of them. I'm definitely getting a sense of desperation on some, but I don't know. There's not a lot of good, solid. Yeah. Well, maybe this will spur it. Germ, would you do me a favor? Play President Trump cut number 3 one more time, please.
better than a ceasefire? What are you looking for here?
An end. A real end, not a ceasefire. An end.
So something that would be permanent.
Yeah. Or giving up entirely. Is that okay, too?
Are you closer? Are you possible? Is that possible in the next 24 hours?
Why not? Certainly possible. Complete give up. That's possible, yeah.
All right. Well, a complete give up. I think would mean complete surrender, but I don't care what the actual term is that is going to be used. But yeah, complete surrender on the part of the lunatics who have destroyed Iran. Oh, they've destroyed so much of Iran. And they've abused the Iranian people. It's terrible. Bob from Lenexa says, hey, Jeff, I have contempt for West Virginia. Does that count? It doesn't have to be all of West Virginia, just whoever it was who sent that lame sort of text. Joanne in Hanover says, Jeff, you are hysterical. Thank you, Joanne. I feel the same about you. Dr. Keith Ablow, America's psychiatrist, joins us at 5:35. Just how crazy are the leaders in Iran? We'll get an appraisal. 5:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is absolutely laugh out loud funny to listen to that goofball, Alex Padilla from California. He's a dramacrat. He's not a Democrat. He's a dramacrat. Everything you just heard him say is a lie. Really, every single thing that he just said that was in that report from whoever that reporter was reporting... Everything, not just a little bit, not just some of it. Everything that he said was a lie. Their whole MO at this point, I mean, Maxine Waters actually said out loud the other day, don't believe what you're seeing. Don't believe what you're watching. Oh, okay. My bad. It's mostly peaceful. Everything is mostly peaceful. It's all mostly peaceful. Iran, right about now, apparently is mostly peaceful. And it's going to be even more peaceful thanks to Israel. And I would dare say thanks to President Trump. This is a seismic change opportunity to get rid of that Islamic Republic. 46 years it's been in power. And it has done nothing but abuse its own people. It's a death cult. Remember that. A death cult. What is the stated goal of the supreme leader? What's the stated goal of these other folks who have held positions of leadership? It is to bring about the apocalypse by destroying first the small Satan and then the big Satan, that's Israel in the United States, so as to bring back the Mahdi. That's what it is. If nothing else, at least they've been honest about that. They've been very straightforward on that. That's what their plan is. That's what they want to do. We in the United States do not find ourselves that deeply enamored of faith that we can even begin to understand their devotion to that cause. It is a death cult. I don't know about you, but if I am serving anywhere in any part of the Iranian leadership, I am not taking a promotion now. I'm just, no. Because Israel is just picking off the leaders one by one. By one, you don't even need to know their names at this point because they're not going to be in place all that long. And the so-called supreme leader, President Trump, the king of the trolling, said, we know where you are. We're not going to kill you right now. Ooh, I love that. Dr. Keith Ablow joins us. The good doctor joins us every other Tuesday. We talk about a whole bunch of stuff, and I want to get his sense of the mindset for the deranged, demented people who, I guess, continue to lead Iran, but hopefully not for much longer. Keith, welcome, my friend.
Hey, Jeff. Good to be here.
It's great to have you, sir. Now, I want you to do a little insightful reporting. The leadership in Iran for, 46 years now, has been devoted to bringing about the end of the world. It's an attitude that, for the most part, we in the United States, most people in the West, can't even fathom or understand, but that is their driving force. What goes into a mindset like that?
Well, absolute belief that the world would be better off destroyed if there are going to be Jews and Israelis in it, that America is the same as Satan or the devil.
Yep.
And sometimes these things seem so outlandish that it feels as though you're reading a psychological thriller. I've written some, so I know when people read them, they're like, one of the reasons I read these is it can't be happening next door to me. Right. Even though, of course, it can, and it is in the case of Iran. But there's a suspension of disbelief that occurs that's necessary. You got to shake yourself out of disbelief and believe them. It's like looking at a cancer cell under a microscope and saying, well, I don't know. I mean, really? Like, it invades other cells that are healthy? Is this what you're telling me? It's hard to believe. Mm. Well, you believe it when you see the MRI and, God forbid, you ever fight it yourself. We're fighting a cancer. The cancer knows no boundaries. The cancer hates healthy cells, absolutely detests them.
Right.
And to have that kind of a culture armed with a nuclear weapon is absolutely untenable. It cannot happen. It's as though you were to say, well, let's just pour sugar into the body that has cancer. Let's give it tons of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, pierce the tumor and let it spread. Huh?
Right.
No. We take no joy in it. I take no joy in eliminating threats that, in this case, have gone on way too long. There's no joy in that because people get hurt, some of whom, or killed, some of whom were not really the moving parties in that disease.
That's right.
However, the fact that we don't celebrate it doesn't mean it doesn't have to be done.
Yeah.
Nobody celebrates neurosurgery like, let's go do it. No.
Right.
No, you do it reluctantly. You do it expertly. You hope for the least collateral damage, but you do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about the mind game, because I do think that part of this has to be very clear at this point, because we're now almost 50 years, almost five decades into this Islamic Republic. So there were people alive in Iran before Khomeini and now Khomeini and the rest of it took over. Some of them still remember it. I have to think that they have shared with family, with friends, with kids, with grandkids. Hey, you wouldn't believe how this place used to be. We used to have stores. We used to have education. Women were in all sorts of positions of responsibility. It was amazing. Is that enough to motivate the thought process? Maybe even coupled, I guess, with a younger generation that has figured out how to get access to internet, even though theoretically it's blocked. They've got a sense of what's going on in the West, and it's obviously not the monster show that the actual monsters in Tehran have painted.
Well, you need that. You do need the storytelling to tell people about another way of being that used to exist. You also need a charismatic leader who can, harness the imagination for good of people. And listen, there but for the grace of God go we.
Yeah.
Right? How close did we come to having an administration, one could say again, that would embrace complete delusion about gender, that would suggest that people are not autonomous creatures, that the state is all powerful, that China is the model for the world in terms of how to govern and how to wield power, and perhaps we should just join them and have a one world government. How close were we?
Yeah.
Pretty darn close. One bullet away.
That's right. That's right.
Right? And you could say, well, look, God is great. The truth always wins. Yes. I believe that, but sometimes after terrible suffering, like the Dark Ages.
Yes.
And that's where Iran is right now. Can it escape that as destiny? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Would it be likely that the cancer would spread before cured if we didn't take action or Israel had not? Yeah. It's very likely it would have spread. These people armed with a nuclear weapon would have used it. I believe it, 1,000%.
Yep.
I don't think it would have moderated them. I don't think they would have said, well, now we feel more powerful so we can be better listeners, better neighbors.
Yeah.
I don't think that's like giving Son of Sam, more weaponry. You're like, nah, I don't think the issue with a serial killer that they don't have the proper weapon.
That's right.
It's a death cult. These are Walking Dead people, vampires who want your blood too. They want you to be the Walking Dead or dead.
Yes. Tell me, now you mentioned a charismatic leader. And are we speaking of President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, or somebody else as yet unnamed?
Well, President Trump works, I believe, for America. He motivates me. I'm with him.
Yep.
I think Netanyahu does that in Israel. Someone needs to emerge in Iran who can capture the imaginations of young people there, who can reawaken their tolerance for others and their love for themselves, and throw off this yoke of darkness. Yeah. Uncover the greatness of people and make them not subjugated to a death cult.
Yep.
It's an amazing thing. Look, it's not a man who does that. It's a man who is, in fact, connected to incredibly powerful forces that I'll call God. Some would say the universe. And the charisma, the ability to change other people's thinking and get them to be courageous and take chances and take to the streets, that's immeasurable.
That's right.
We don't know where that comes from. You won't find it on an MRI or a CAT scan of someone's brain. Why won't you, by the way? You won't, because it's not definable, which is beautiful. It's poetry. It's magic. It's spiritual. And that can happen there. Perhaps now.
Yeah.
Right. There's a window of opportunity where it could happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful. I am, I think, more hopeful than I have been at any time since the removal of the Shah so long ago. I think that there are plenty inside that country who are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they probably have figured out. And again, this death cult that we talk about, it's so different to watch Israel, the IDF, the IAF, with precision warfare that's being prosecuted. I'm going to use the term, maybe it's crazy, but it's being prosecuted in a moral way, that it is designed to get these very bad individuals, eliminate them. And Iran, so far, according to the IDF, has done nothing but kill innocent people in Israel. It's just such a 180-degree contrast.
It's 1,000% different. If there's such a thing as 1,000% difference, 100% probably does it. It's precision surgery. There's no such thing as bloodless surgery, but there's something called just bludgeoning a country because you hate it and you want all its citizens to die because you hate Israelis and Jews. That's Iran.
That's right.
Israel is saying, look, the cancer has to go. But we don't want any more bleeding than necessary.
Right.
And then there'll be a period of chemotherapy of sorts where we clean up more bad cells.
Yep.
And then the rehab starts.
That's
and
right.
I'm not against rehab. People call it nation building or this. Look, if you've got a rogue regime that could end, could plunge us into World War III, it has to go. No apology need be made. That's not overreach or thinking you're a king.
That's right.
It's nothing. That's doing the right work. It's having quijones. It's having backbone. It's having morality. How
That's
can
right.
morality lead to war? Because sometimes, sadly, it's the last resort.
That's right. That's right. Keith, as always, my friend, you are spot on. I love when you you come and visit. That is Dr. Keith Ablo. Keith is with us every other week. Let me remind you to check out keithablo.com, keithablo.com, whether you're looking for some of the books that he has written. He's doing some great stuff with the supplements. I know we've talked about it in the past. I don't have time today, but we're going to talk about it more in the future because I continue to be a loyal customer of Keith's, a supporter of Keith's, so I appreciate him being here. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Tuesday. Yeah. All right. Quick reminder, not going to be here on Thursday. It's Heidi's birthday, and that's it. So I shan't be here Thursday. I'm giving you the heads up. Friday we'll be back, though, right? That's the plan. Tomorrow's Wednesday, so I'm just trying to help you plan ahead. The polls close, what, in about an hour or so? And I would imagine relatively soon we'll have some results coming in. Tomorrow at 7:35, I will be joining Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera to talk about those very election results. It's going to be interesting. I mean, we know who some of the folks are, right? Winsome Sears, John Reed, Jason Meares. Oh, and Abigail Spanberger. It's the LG's race and the AG's race over there on the Democrat side. And they've been staking out positions, man, where one is just trying to out-crazy the next. Which part of extreme are you going to grab? I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. A little bit closer to home, obviously. Big, important race, as far as I'm concerned, is sheriff in the city of Richmond. I am pained to have seen what's happened for the last 8 years with the Richmond City Sheriff's Office. So we'll see which way the election goes. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.